Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into baseball season. It's opening day. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this week, starting things off in my homeland of Dundalk. It's 50th anniversary for the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving these away, the instant scratch-offs, old schoolers. We'll have these Acostas on Wednesday, day two of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, Friday morning at Fadley's down in Lexington Market, the old market next to the new market. And we're welcoming a new arena and Bruce Springsteen with an old band with some new members and the Eagles, an old band with some new members and a new arena and opening day and all of that good stuff. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation as well. 866-90-NATION, 5 years, 0% financing. They didn't even give me that deal when I got my windows last year. But I tell you what, had the windows open this weekend. We had Oriole baseball on. We got Final Four, national championship. The women are playing. Local girl doing good things down at LSU and doing the face thing, which I didn't agree with. But it's also golf season. Masters among us and azaleas. My wife was out parading with the daffodils here and all the spring flowers. I have a weeping Japanese willow making pink things happen, and we got cherry blossoms. It is golf season. You've heard the ads around here, Classic Five. You know about them because they're five classic places. And as we've done here for a number of years, welcoming in the people that know a lot about golf, unlike me, that's a little more Happy Gilmore in my pursuits of golf. Ed Miller is the golf pro over at Mount Pleasant. If you know him from Forest Park, same guy. Always good to have him back on. And it's golf season. Where have you been hiding? All you golf guys, you go running around to Kiwa this and South Carolina that and hitting the Florida this and all that. It's time to get back out local, right? Here, 72 degrees this week, right? Perfect.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Nestor. You're absolutely right. You know, most of the time we're traveling all over the place to chase the warm weather. But honestly, Mother Nature's been pretty kind to us so far. And heck, the golf season's been off to a rolling start a couple months ago.
How many days this winter did you have snow on the course where it was unplayable? I don't mean cold days, but like we didn't even have any 15 degree days this winter, right? Like we didn't have anything really horrific at all. You talk about global warming and climate change and all the crazy stuff that's happening. I would think if you're in the golf business, and how many years you've been in the golf business in Maryland, Ed?
20 plus, Nestor, 20
all
plus.
Right, so
yes,
you had
sir.
20 plus winters. This might have been a winter where I don't know if you had to shut the course down more than a day or three or five, right? Like schools.
You are absolutely correct. I don't think we've shut it down for more than one day. It's been a great winter. You know, you're mentioned about the flowers blooming. I would say that we've been cutting grass already for a month. That's how warm and how nice it's been at the golf course this year.
Well, what does that mean for somebody that hasn't played in a while if they're coming out to hit it? Let's just start with your course. Everybody knows Mount Pleasant in the city and sort of legendary place with, you know, Arnie Jack, all that stuff. But for what does it mean if you're a local player this time of year that it's going to be in the 70s this week, that you want to come out and hit the ball? I mean, it might as well be June, right? For a couple of well, the nice days.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, and the fact, like you just stated, that the weather's been so good, the golf courses, even though normally this time of year they're coming into shape, this year if you come out now, the golf courses are already pretty much in mid-season shape. It's
no
been
mud
awesome.
Out there, no dark, you know, dark patches of mess or none of that, right?
No, sir. Like I said, grass has been growing for about a month. They've been cutting grass on a regular basis. It's been pretty nice.
Well, I would say for that winter and people to get their game into order, the golf world, if you're a fan of golf, I mean, we've gone upside down since we had that tournament up on the hill here at Caves a year and a half ago, right? Like in regard to the live lives and who's playing where. But I'll tell you what, Masters are still the Masters, right? I mean, you know, like to kick things off here and talk about how golf begins with their Super Bowl, right? A little bit different. Like
that's
Daytona
right.
Used to be a little bit like that too. But kicking the season off, this is a week where everybody gets their HD out and everybody feels like, let's get out to the garage, dust the clubs off. I'm going to go hit the ball. And that's really what Classic Five is all about, right? Like it's not the country club and all that. It's come on out and play. It's accessible for people.
Absolutely. I mean, we provide the conditions and the ambiance, but you're absolutely correct. We are the type of place we want you to come out with three of your friends, have a great time, still challenging golf courses, maybe not to the level of Augusta, but still great golf courses, and the weather has been fantastic, so come on out.
Well, in the case of following the big boys, and we'll get to some lessons, and we'll talk about kids and programs and things going on and what's going on at Pine Ridge and what's going on at Forest Park and the other, of course, Carroll Park, all these courses. But for the attention of golf, set the focus for my audience or someone like me that's a flyover golf fan. Where are we in this sort of winter of discontent in regard to figuring out who's playing in Augusta?
Well, I think at this point, you know, luckily they made that announcement about a month ago, but in the way you stated it so eloquently, the Masters is the flagship tournament of the tour, and the fact that it's the first big event of the year, it is definitely what starts the season and gets us all excited for golf. It has always kind of been the unofficial start to golf season is the Masters, and it's enough to get everybody's juices going and get you ready. And the fact that they made an announcement a month ago, you know, it's going to be an interesting this year in the Masters, Nestor, when you have the regular PGA Tour players who have qualified. But the fact that they're letting the 17 LIV golfers in this year, the field for this year's Masters looks pretty competitive.
So for all the political, the money, the Saudi blood money, the criminality, all of that that went on, the players, the hubbub, whether the Masters will be normal. Yeah, right. So for after all of this, at least there's going to be some normalcy of saying, well, who's the best golfer in the world this week?
Correct. This year, the fact that they're letting everybody play and the LIV players are coming, you truly have the best players in the world all represented this week at the Masters. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Ed, I went to the Emerald Tavern the other night to see my buddies in the Cultivated. My buddy Ron West has his own band from my Ridgemont High days. And tequila was involved, I'm not going to lie. But I got up, sang a couple songs, you know, had some fun the other night at my old stomping grounds and gave some love to Harvey Myers, who had me at the Emerald Tavern 30 years ago wearing my Oilers stuff. By the way, I picked up my Dan Pastorini jersey for the same weekend I was at the Emerald Tavern. So I got a throwback here. But so I'm going to sing to you now, and I'll just say this. Regrets, I have a few. But then again, too few to mention. I had a chance to go to the Masters. And I had a chance to broadcast back in 99, 2000, 2001. So it's Tiger Mania beginning part of that. Oh, and yeah. The Masters and the Pro Bowl were two events when I was syndicated that because I was afternoon drive, nasty nationwide, I didn't go to the Pro Bowl because I wanted to be at the Ravens parade. We had won the Super Bowl. So I bailed on Hawaii. I didn't make it to Hawaii for 19 more years. But I did make it to Hawaii. So I'll at least – I've been to Honolulu. I've been to Maui once. Great. I made it. I haven't been to the Masters. Now, I'll say, or to Augusta, I would say. Not to the Masters, but just to Augusta. I've had several opportunities to go to Augusta. When Mike Smith was coaching the Falcons, he invited me down a couple of times. It's a little bit of like when you coach the Falcons, you have a card. You know, you kind of can get in a little bit. You're in the state of Georgia. I've had opportunities to go down there, walk the course, different points. My mother's brother lives, her whole family lives in Evans Martinez, right there in Augusta. I've been to the gates. They lived a mile from the course most of my lifetime, all my childhood. And I've been to Augusta 5-6 times in my life, but because family, I had aunts and uncles that were there. I buried them. You know, I was there for funerals. I was there for when I was a kid like that, but I've never been on the course. I've never walked it. And anyone that has ever for, if they were there early in the week to walk around during Masters, if somehow they knew somebody and got to play or whatever, give me your story, Ed. I got to have a Masters story from you because everybody's got one, but I have regrets. What do you have?
Well, definitely. I've been to the Masters myself 4 times. And honestly, you know, from a golfing standpoint, the layout is obviously outstanding, but it's the overall ambiance, the healthiness of the golf course, the trees, the fans are also very, I don't even know how you say it, but they're very educated and they're very nice. And everybody's very polite down there. And I would say my Masters
too, right?
Story was probably a couple of years ago when Tiger came back and he won again a few years ago. That place was crazy. The fan base that followed Tiger, if you weren't in the front row, you couldn't see anything. And I don't know. I've been there 4 times and being a golf, having a golf background, the layout, it's hard to explain, but the hills and the it's almost like an amphitheater out there. But there are certain spots on that golf course that when the crowds get going and the excitement gets going, it is almost like being in a football stadium. There's about three sections out there that, you know, and for Bobby Jones and those guys to see that back when the golf course was originally built, that's one of the things that truly set Augusta apart from other golf courses. The ambiance, the like I said, the amphitheater on a few holes, it's pretty impressive.
I think for anybody that went out to Caves who had never been to a golf tournament, a modern golf tournament, I went to golf tournaments 30 years ago. I covered the LPGA. I covered things back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Jack Gibbons trusted me, even though I didn't know a golf ball from, you know, anything. I still don't to some degree when it comes to talking to guys like you, but know enough to pay attention and to see what happened at a Caves a couple years ago, that the energy of playoffs and then building these tents in the middle of a $1 billion golf course that nobody mm-hmm. could even get on for many years. Plenty of people in Baltimore never been to Caves, like plenty of people in Augusta have never walked into the Master or into Augusta National, right?
Correct.
You've been there for the tournament, right? You've been there real rounds, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, correct? All four times?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you've never been there when it's quiet just to like play or hang out or walk around when it's not mayhem, right?
Correct. Correct. That would be pretty neat. You know, it's pretty wild, but you're right. I've not been there on a normal day, a quiet day. So it would be pretty nice to get to walk it, but it's still very peaceful. It's hard to explain, but it's even though it gets loud in certain areas, the crowd just seems a little different than it was, like, say, at the BMW a couple years ago. So,
well, I can imagine, and also the clientele and people coming from all over the world. It's like going to Kentucky Derby or the Preakness.
Yes, sir.
It's different. It's just that it's a different thing. I don't. Ed Miller's here. He will be there over at Mount Pleasant. Tell everybody what you do in the real world, other than just opine about golf and stuff. You actually like bring kids in and teach them how to golf, and like Norm Vakoski did for me, show me that I have to hold the golf club not like a baseball bat, right, but like a golf club.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Like, so am I doing good? Did I show you?
Yeah, not bad. You got the interlock grip going, it looks like. Yeah, so you remembered everything Norm taught you.
Well, I mean, I still hit my back's a little effed up, and I don't want to eff it up more. But for people that want to come out and play and they want to do it the right way, and I've had a couple of friends that are old people, Billick being one of them, and I talk about this all the time, that never picked up. I saw Billick swing a golf club down at Queenstown 15 years ago, and Kyle Bowler and Todd Heap laughing at him and me because he's so big and gangly and old and athletic and all that stuff. Now, he's playing hard, and, I mean, he is a guy that at 65 took his first lesson and is hitting the golf ball at 70 and is out playing 5 days a week. Like, addicted to it. Marvin Lewis, addicted to golf. Like, guys that played a little bit and duffed a little bit, maybe in their 30s or 40s, or they're a washed-up athlete, or they were doing something else. This is the time when it's 72 degrees that it maybe my back's feeling better. It really is, because of yoga and stuff. That if I were addicted to golf and needed to play, or, like, I bowl a lot as a kid, and I often think, mm-hmm. like, bowling and tennis and golf right now, I have a degenerative thing. I'm happy being upright and doing what I'm doing. I'm really strong again. But if I wanted to play golf, I would have to come and find you. There's no friggin' way I would just go grab at 55 a bag and say, let's go play. Give me some gloves. Like, I would need you at this point if I wanted to go back and play again.
Absolutely. And, you know, thank you for that. But yeah, that's the beautiful part about the Classic Five is, you know, I would suggest that you or a friend like that in the same case to come see a person like myself, a PGA professional. We're not telling you that we need to reinvent the wheel or sign you up for 100 lessons, but one or two lessons at this time of year to get your season started right. Make sure you got the fundamentals covered. Number one,
somebody to look at you and say, this is how you're hitting it. You're hitting it wrong. Your body, you're going to hurt yourself. It's like a yoga class for me. I love instruction. You know, even at 25 years into doing yoga, when I'm doing something wrong, I love I like being seen and watched and looked over. Always have. Even when I was wrestling as a kid, I liked coaching at that. But I liked it in radio. They're like, just show me how to get better. Tell me how to get better, you know?
That's correct. And, you know, the fastest way to help you get better, also to make sure you're doing things correctly, because we don't want you to hurt yourself in April. You got the whole season coming, and, we want you to put your best foot forward and play good golf for the rest of the year, not just this one time. So that's usually the goal of the PGA professional. We want to obviously make you get better, but we want you to be healthy, and we want you to play more than once. So.
Classic 5 Golf can be accessed at Classic Number 5 GOLF. You hear the ads here. We're going to be telling you more, doing some storytelling in and around all the majors. And hey, man, BMW's coming back here. We're going to have a big tournament here soon in the coming years. So there's a ramp up for all of this. But in this time of the year, man, once the weather gets good and the Masters is that one thing. I mean, look at my week, Ed. Let me tell you about my week.
Okay.
Look, I've lived through a plague, okay? I've been thrown out by the football team illicitly and like all. So I haven't had a lot of fun lately, okay? So let me just say this. Costas on Wednesday, Maryland Crab Cake Tour, 50 years of the Maryland Lottery. Thursday, opening day, and I'm not broadcasting. I'm just drinking and having fun, doing my thing. I might not even make my yoga class on Thursday night. Friday, doing the show, Fadley's Crab Cakes. By the way, it's going to be a Fadley's Crab Cake on Thursday before the Oreo game, too. I don't talk about that, but you can meet me there on Thursday. Friday broadcasting, Springsteen Friday night, Eagles on Saturday night, and then Sunday's like, you know, if you're a golf fan, like Ramadan, like everything stops. Sunday afternoon, Masters, Orioles, Yankees in town. Like, this is a 70 degrees. This is a great weekend, right? I mean,
it's like a sports vacation for you.
Right? It's perfect. Right?
Yes, sir. That's a great week.
Well, and I think for anybody that loves golf or loves the tournament, this sets up. Give me a little look at where we are. You know, the Tiger Mania days are over with, but I don't want to say an open tournament, but really it's always a wild tournament for who can hit the ball well on this course. And you mentioned the hills. You mentioned sort of the length and the treachery of the course in general, that this is a weekend to see who's playing well right now.
Correct. Kind of like the old saying, the cream rises to the top. But this year, ironically, the PGA Tour has got to be pretty excited as they're the new big three. You know, they used to call Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Gary Player the big three. But the new big three of Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, and John Rahm all have multiple wins this year. They're all playing great. And, gosh, those guys with their experience at the Masters, I would definitely tell you that I think on Sunday it's going to come down to at least two of those three in contention.
Well, you know what's interesting is in the state of Maryland, you can now you just with your phone, you know, you can decide what these opportunities and these short-term investments might be. We would tell everybody wager responsibly, but when I think about the sports wagering world, and I obviously talking about it and forced to talk about it and where we are, you know, this is something like betting on the mat. This is a fun, interesting thing where you can bet a horse if you like, and it
yes,
probably
absolutely
makes it a lot more fun. In
oh yeah, yeah. For the casual golfer, why not?
Maybe the way you thought about it 20 or 30 years ago, you thought about it differently, or if you were in Vegas, you thought, yeah, I'll put some money on Tiger or on Phil or on whatever. But in the modern world, it becomes even more like a proposition in that way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And not that we want to condone it, but I picked a couple golfers at the match play, and luckily one of those two golfers was Sam Burns. And yeah, it's with the fact that
and
you have
bought a new Master shirt. I see that, Ed.
Yeah, you can take a flyer quicker for sure.
So for you and people coming out to Mount Pleasant, for you or any of the pros at Classic 5, just tell me the way to do this. Just as simple as calling saying, hey, I can get in on Wednesday. What time? It's like getting a haircut, like literally, right?
Absolutely. Well, you got two different ways you can do it. You can absolutely call the golf shop, talk to any one of our staff or the golf pros, pick the day that you're free, and book the tee time. Or you can always get on to classic5golf.com, book a tee time at any one of the five classic golf courses, or even just book a lesson. Everything is now available online, but the phone call is always the last resort or the safest way to do it, I guess. You just call the shop, talk to myself, and we'll get everything straight.
All right, that's for any of the Classic Five courses all around Baltimore, whether it's Forest Park, whether it's Pine Ridge. And by the way, the simulators, all of the latest technology available now at Classic Five courses. So we'll be out telling their story all summer long. Always good to have you on, Ed. I can almost hear the whistle of the birds. Are they piping that in, or is that real? When you're there, do you really hear those birds?
I'm not there yet, but I'll be there soon.
All right.
And they're definitely real.
I'm just making sure I'm, because it sounds fake. It looks fake, but it looks like Willy Wonka, but it's real. It's the Azaleas. It's the Masters. Ed Miller can be found over at any of the Classic Five for our friends. Classic5golf.com. He's over Mount Pleasant. But we'll be talking to all the courses. I'll be getting down to Carroll Park. We'll be getting moving around a little bit here as the weather gets better. Opening day, Crab Cake Tour, fun, concerts. Springtime, lacrosse. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.